What's up, everybody? It is the Affair After Show. So we get Vic's first time perspective. Cole completes his journey, and our emotions are completely spent. Let's go. Let's get it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Oh, it's coming in
slow
today.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it's
there. There it is. Heard that water sound effect in the front.
Right.
Cool.
Right.
I like this that. This is how we start off every time.
Yeah.
Not normally techno, movement. But techno tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Where's our lights, Steven? We gotta have lights.
Yeah.
Come on.
Hey.
I'm not even doing that.
Let's it go under the couch so no one can see.
The couch, like, right. We can see it, though. Oh my gosh, we needed that though, because if it was a regular one, I might shed a tear.
Yeah, after this episode.
Did you not shed a tear?
I did shed a tear.
Yeah. No, I had a couple of thug tears come out. A couple
thug
of
tears?
Them. Yeah,
what's
a couple
that,
of
what's
them.
A thug tear? I thought, okay, got it. No one's
talking to you. Do you need to explain a thug tear?
Come on, exactly.
Never mind.
Come on. Ladies and gentlemen, what's going on? It's the Affair After Show, and this was definitely the emotional one this season. I'm still reeling. My heart is heavy.
So heavy.
Yeah, it's crazy. But, you know, we're going to talk about it. We're going to try to get through it. Stay in it without Kleenex. I'm just saying. It's your boy, Lyndon Zalvis, here.
Ready. Oh, he's
got it. Oh,
It was so real.
So you know what it is. Your boy Limkin's office, and next to me is the amazing April Wissenhance.
Oh, you're so sweet. Hey, y'all.
Yeah. And ladies and gentlemen, we got a guest filling. So Allison, as you know, is going to be is our resident, theologian of this show. But she's going to be out a few weeks. So we had to bring in a replacement. And the best person in the world that I knew of is going to do it.
Stop
is my
it.
Boy, Khalil Abubu.
Yeah.
Hi, guys. I'm here.
We're so excited.
Yes. And he has his Kleenex with him. Because that's what he does. That's what, was, you know, you bring your Kleenex.
Well, we threw you into one of the most emotional episodes that we've had yet. So welcome. Yeah. This is now officially a family of...
Exactly.
Yeah, thanks.
And of course, rounding us out is Nadine Delapil.
Hey! What's up, everyone? Excited for tonight.
Yeah. So, overall thoughts initially. Because,
Oh, that's all I have to say. That was it. Like, oh my gosh, I tweeted a little bit ago that Omar met Wally and Van City. I'm saying his Twitter. Van City Josh Jackson.
Uh-huh.
Just killed it. I mean, definitely, I know, I think all of us at different times have said that the other episodes were our favorite. Definitely my favorite of the season. I feel like the affair is back. Like, after a little lull last season, like, holy smokes. It brought all the, like, emotions, like, literally, I kept throughout the episode, like, touching my heart because I was like, holy freaking crap, it was so good.
Yeah, you were doing Nan's move of just like holding and trying to breathe. I'm gonna like now start to do that. I was like, she just looked like very like peaceful and calming, and she's just kind of the woman I want to embody just to, you know, live a more spiritual life. So, thank you, Nan.
I did the breath.
Did you right away?
Her. I did it with her. Like, I was...
Should we all do it right now? Ready? And guys,
I need to breathe. After that episode.
Ooh, no, but I loved it. I really loved this episode, too. It was deep, and, you know, the name doesn't go away. The affair, we learn about, you know, affairs from different decades now.
Right.
Yeah. And we see the effect that it has on, you know, on various families. And, a lot of truths came out. But then also on Vic's portion of it, it's just, that man's going through a lot of stuff. And I'm happy we got to see kind of what he was actually going through and why he was making those decisions that he was.
Yeah.
Well, I think it was good for me as an audience because I've never been a fan of Mr. Vikram. Because just the way he kind of came in and the scene and I don't know. His character I just didn't like. And then the fact that we see that he had moved, you know, the whole family to L.A. and he was just kind of being, you know, a prick at times. And then we find out, of course, he has this, you know, disease, this terminal cancer. So then it's like, okay, I had some kind of like, okay, I'm feeling him a little bit.
Yeah.
But now seeing what he's gone through and what he and, you know, he shared with the neighbor about basically, you know.
We shared a lot with the neighbor.
Shared. Well, there's a lot of sharing going on.
Yeah.
But basically that he's been living his whole life for his parents and pretty much outside things and not himself.
Yeah.
And being being a 45-year-old man, now having this terminal illness, I don't want to die having that feeling.
Yeah.
And so hence we see him buy the 205,000 Porsche and, you know, and go out with the neighbor and take her on the test drive and talk to the cop any kind of way. You know, he's just like, I don't care.
Yeah.
You know, I want to live for me.
New Porsche and new pussy, all in the same.
There's Khalil.
That's
there's
the way the to Khalil go out. Yeah, exactly. That's where I was until we got to the second half.
But seriously, though, it's like he and during the show, I was looking at Twitter and Omar Metwally, who plays Vikram, who is so amazing, tweeted that you know, he comes from an immigrant family, so it's stuff that. Talking about those types of things he can really relate to. And a lot of his friends or other people that he knows that come from immigrant families kind of have, everyone has a different situation, but sometimes they have similar situations. And I mean, did he maybe act on it in the wrong way? But saying yes to her in the first place to go on a drive in his Porsche on her favorite road in Malibu, which obviously was the PCH for everyone not in California. By the way, shout out to Erica Sittenggang. I'm so sorry if I pronounced that wrong. She says, I'm Erica, a fan of the affair from Indonesia. Thanks for watching with us.
Welcome.
But so the PCH, a very beautiful road, but like you're only going on that for like romance and whatever. He should have never said yes in the first place. Do I feel for him? Obviously, yes, because what he said is so. I mean, imagine living your whole life essentially for someone else in every decision because you want to be able to make up for the fact that your parents immigrated and did all this stuff just for you.
Right.
And then it's just like, oh, hey, by the way, you also have pancreatic cancer and you're going to die soon.
Yeah, but I see it from this stance of like, he should never have bought the car. You know what I mean? That's a crazy move to make just out of the, you know, spur of the moment. Also, he should, maybe shouldn't have had the affair, but he has stage 4 cancer. He's going through crazy stuff. Helen just lied to him, completely lied to him for weeks. He just wasted $11,000 going to doing all those treatments. The man is going insane. His parents are yelling at him because they don't want to accept the fact that he has cancer. There is so much going on in his brain, and we saw this, and that's why I agree. I'm like, now you see this other side. It's like finally we're able to walk in his shoes and to see how he's doing and what he you know, what he's thinking and understands. That's why I love the show, that we're able to get all those perspectives. So I kind of get it. Yeah, go sleep with the neighbor, go kind of just get crazy, do whatever you have to do to try to figure out your life that may be ending shortly.
I think everything was kind of set up for what we saw in his perspective, because again, this is the first time we saw that, you know, first, this whole season, even, you know, in last season, we didn't get a perspective from him. But I think seeing all that culminate and freaking Helen, like, I just want to be like, shake her. Like, what are you doing? Like, you know what this man is going through.
Yeah.
All he wants is a child. Like, all he wants. He can't do anything else. He's not doing treatment because he's a doctor. He knows he's going to die. It's not going to help. So he wants to live his life the best way he can while his years are left and leave a child.
Yeah.
But you can't even do that right. And I feel like she's being like her normal selfish self can be.
She's being very Helen. Let me first say, last week I felt very, or maybe it was the week before, whenever we last saw Helen's perspective, I felt bad for Helen. I'm like, wow, this man is putting some pressure on her. He's saying, by the way, I'm definitely going to die. The one thing you could possibly do to make me feel better is to have a child, essentially, that we know she would be raising it on her own. So I'm like, okay, we don't know how old she is, but let's say she is mid 45. To late 40s, whatever. Yeah. Whatever I don't know what age they're portraying her to be on the show, but I think probably around there because that's how old she is in real life. First of all, that's not only is it a huge deal to raise a child by yourself, essentially, but also to be tied to this family that also doesn't really like her.
Yeah, that's the part that sucks.
Yeah. And to have to go through this essentially alone. You know, all of her kids are pretty much older. Her youngest kid is like middle school-ish. But it's just, I was like, how selfish of him, even though like it's not because he's dying. And, you know, in that scenario, you kind of, you can do what you want to do.
Sure.
But tonight, I was like, at least don't lie. Like, at least don't make him think, have this hope to the point where even he's telling his parents, who he doesn't really tell a lot to, and she kind of is just like, you know, she was hiding it in such a sneaky way, too. Like, he's like, okay, let's do your shot. She's like, no, you got to go to work. Go ahead, leave. Right. And she's just like throwing it away, I guess.
Yeah.
So it's like, and I understand the pressure I mean, who knows what to do in that situation, but ugh.
It's you got too much money if you can just throw away $11,000.
Right? He's like, it's $11,000. He's like, well, you know, I know, but.
I mean, he just spent $200,000 on a car, right. too.
I mean, well, he's about
but
to
that
die.
Was, but yeah. that was after. Yeah. Right. That I was say, afterwards. Fuck it.
And yeah. then that's where the new neighbor comes in. You know what yeah. I'm saying? Run up in there, shoot the club up, have your little Asian Lebanese kids mix, and her mom's good, so you know you set.
Exactly.
Boom, you yeah. in there. And she's in her prime, she's like 29 years old. You're well, good.
I think that's good. Probably where they're going to go, exactly. clearly.
Sure. Done.
But I just didn't think it would
Problem
happen
solved.
That easy for him, but I think it's probably also their way of, you know, like, tying a little bow on the situation mm-hmm. of his character. Mm-hmm. I feel bad for Helen because we've seen her go through so much, but also we've seen her be a total crazy and still be in love with her ex-husband. So I'm sure Vic picks up on that. So it's like, do what you want. And when he bought the car, I honestly was like, you just got done having a conversation with your parents telling them, by the way, my life insurance policy is $1 million. You're going to get that. I have a big savings account. You're going to get all that. I'm like, it's your money. Like, do something yeah. with it while you're living.
Exactly. Which, in hindsight, if you think about it, I was kind of frustrated with his parents.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
here he is, he's telling his parents, and really the parents just don't want to believe that he's dying. Like you saw when he goes up to his mom after he's kind of sharing all the information about the insurance, about his savings, they're going to get all that, they're the beneficiaries, and she's just like, no, you just can't leave.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you can't, I mean, he's a doctor. If anyone knows what their outcome is going to be, he does.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So the fact that you don't want to accept it, and here he is telling them, like, I set you guys up. Like,
yeah.
I don't want you to have to worry for anything. I've lived a modest life, you know, all of these kind of things. And then them just to be like, well, I don't want to accept it because I don't want you to die. So there.
Yeah.
Well, that's the five stages of grief, though. The first step is always denial. So they're in the complete denial stage right
they've
now.
They've
been
denying for a minute.
But, I mean, it's only been a couple weeks.
But you
I think.
Only have,
it was
stage
like,
four, you only got that long.
Yeah, exactly. It's only two. But it's also, you know, you can't put a time stamp on when people are going to kind of go through that process. And
yeah.
especially when he's an only son, he's not getting care when, you know, even if he's a doctor, he's still not trying. Even if he knows kind of the outcome of it, he's not trying. And I think that's the thing with Helen is, yeah, it was shady. She should not have lied to him about not doing the shots.
Yeah.
But her excuse was valid of like, hey, if you are going to like get treatment and stuff and stick around, then yeah, we can talk about having
totally.
A baby. Because at least you're fighting to stay here. But if you're not fighting to stay here and you just want to have me have your kid, then no. So she should not have lied, but she should have just made that deal. Like, hey,
yeah.
if you get chemo,
boom.
Let's have a baby.
Exactly.
Let's do that. You know what I mean? So
low key, when he bought the Porsche, I thought, are you trying to give that to your dad?
Right, because he mentioned
still,
about the Porsche.
Are you still
I thought that
doing
too.
Stuff for
I
your
so
parents?
I didn't. I thought, like, he's finally doing something for himself, but now that you say it,
like,
I bet he is going to end up giving that to his dad.
About the Prius.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
you know he's going to end up giving
also,
it to his dad.
Also, how cute that they had matching Priuses, him and father and son.
Right.
I just picture that. It's just
That is hilarious.
Cute. What you said about Helen is very bad. I didn't even think about that
yeah.
until I thought about it when we were watching it,
mm-hmm.
but now it's like, yeah, of course. Okay, if you want me to do this thing, then, like, you at yeah. least have to be able to, like, give me something here. I'm not just, you know, with... I don't know. I don't personally know a lot about pancreatic cancer, but from what they're saying and from what I've read, kind of, obviously it happens fast. So it's like, will you even be around like for the pregnancy? Sometimes IVF can take a long time to actually work.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I don't know. She has a very valid point,
yeah.
obviously.
Valid, yes, but come on.
But
if
don't
you're,
lie.
Don't
yeah.
lie. That's
mm-hmm.
the whole thing.
No,
if you're,
yeah,
if you're
sure.
saying you're not going to do it, then just tell him.
But I
don't
think we
pretend.
Need to worry about it anyway because he's clearly about to have a baby
clearly
with
the neighbor. With the neighbor.
He's getting his baby.
Right, exactly. So, Nadine, talking about babies, you got something to read about us.
Would you like to take the honors tonight?
Yeah.
As our
yeah.
guest,
oh, Khalil.
Yeah,
guest
right.
host?
Yeah.
That's right.
I will
okay.
pass it on to you. Let's let right. our After Buzzers know what they can expect watching our network.
And it has nothing to do with babies, by the way. I just
No, but it is our baby.
Our
piece of paper is our baby, too.
Right.
What we talk
Let's
about
Let's see
here.
If I can read out
you
loud.
You got it.
Hey, After Buzzers. Our network produces after shows for nearly all your favorite TV shows, from dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more. There's no network that works harder to serve television fans. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. And by subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailor-made for you and will help AfterBuzz continue to grow.
Mm.
And if you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be because they're optional. So hit that subscribe button now for this channel and check out our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well. Let us know you did so in the comments and we'll thank you on air. For now, Thanks for being the best fans and helping us be the ESPN of TV talk.
Woo!
Yeah!
Shout out to public school, baby.
Exactly. 11th grade.
But seriously, you guys are the best fans, and thank you. And yes. Yeah, just subscribe below.
Exactly. Yes. Y'all, I'm going to read this comment from the chat from Laurie Stone Haskell. I'm replying to you right now, by the way. But she says, Vic's parents are not only in denial, they are disassociated from reality. The father had the nerve to tell Vic he was being unkind by telling the parents that he was sick and that he was leaving his money. And that's a point I had forgotten about. Like, he's sitting there, you know, I know that I can't imagine how difficult it is to tell people, you know, the people that made you, especially, that you're dying and you're talking about all this negative stuff. And a lot of times people don't want to hear it. But then it is like, okay, you actually have to think about, oh, I do have this little bit of time left. And it just seemed like they were so... like, they really don't think it's happening. And I guess that's kind of a typical reaction. But it almost seems like it's going to make it so much worse when he actually starts having side effects and stuff like that.
Well, and the thing is, too, I think he's, and this was mentioned by the neighbor, she said, you know, you look fine. You know, right. Super friendly.
Yeah, he looked real fine.
The super friendly neighbor.
You know who she reminded me of? Remember Miss Parker from Friday?
Oh, my gosh.
Out there watering the lawn.
Right.
Like, who the fuck goes outside? Miss Parker. Yeah. The mail wrapped in a blanket. Exactly. Have you ever done that?
I do in my robe. So
but
I guess...
not a blanket. It almost looked like a towel. Like she had just got out of the shower.
It was way you needed real clothes.
Right,
it wasn't
exactly.
Real clothes.
It was not. It was not. But going back to what I was talking about, he showed. Oh shoot, I lost it. He was talking about his parents.
Fault.
Right. No, it's all good. It's all good. It's all good. But going back to not showing the symptoms, that's what it was.
Yeah.
So he's not showing it, and I think to his parents, he still looks like their son. He hasn't shown any negative side effects.
Right,
he's still working. He's still living his life. So to them, it's like, no, I don't want to believe you. Like, you look fine.
Yeah.
Like, keep it going. Like, do what you got to do. Don't talk to me about this death stuff. Don't talk to me about money that you're going to give me because you're going to be here forever. And I just think that I can understand being in denial, having grief and all of that. But at some point in time, he's telling you, I have stage 4 cancer, which means that there's nothing that's going to happen. I'm going to die. So you would think that the parents would be as supportive as possible, and they're not. And I think that's just messed up.
Yeah,
Abdul and Priya. Yeah. That's messed up. Just saying.
I was like, Abdul, that's not us.
Yeah.
Abdul and Bria.
Yes, yes.
Well, you gotta
yes.
stop doing that. Yeah. I think that he's never ultimately gonna stop trying to please them, which is why I think he's gonna give him the car.
Of course.
But I am, it's almost like I feel bad that he cheated. I was rooting for him. Well, I'm still rooting for him. But then I'm also like, okay, he's going to get what he wants. Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't even mean that in a prediction way. I mean, like, literally, he could get what he wants by this. And the fact that he actually felt... you could see that he felt bad after. I mean, that little, like... 30-foot drive of shame that he
the
did.
The drive of shame.
I don't know.
In the loudest car ever.
He's like, oh.
You know what I was thinking at that moment?
What?
You just bought a new car. Uh-huh. So you've been home the whole time, and your wife had no idea.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's true. Not his, not wife
real play
yet.
Of, but
right, right.
That's
his girl.
Do.
Yeah,
okay,
his woman.
That's how you do it.
That's true. I was like, yeah, how's she not going to think any kind of way? But yeah.
She had a new car. She didn't know.
And it wasn't in the driveway. It was on the street.
Done.
Mm-hmm. I just want to know what he did with his Prius, though.
Yeah.
Traded
like, where did
in.
That go?
Probably.
Got a great
in.
Discount on that.
To the Porsche
you don't want that. Yeah.
It went from 205 to just 200.
Right. Basically.
But to your point, Lem, real quick, though, him looking normal and looking the same, I think that's what is causing that time lapse of denial to continue on longer.
Sure.
Yes.
I think that's the whole, and that's kind of that cycle there. It's like kind of out of sight, out of mind. You can't see it.
Absolutely.
If something's wrong. You know, if someone passes away, you that's something tangible. They're no longer there.
Mm-hmm.
Someone's sick, you can see it, but with him, he's sick, but you can't see it. But it is messed up. His father shouldn't be saying those type of things.
No,
like,
no.
Not
like
at
you
all.
Know, like that was horrible of you to tell us that.
Of
like,
course.
No, not to that extreme, because
sure.
that's just abuse, kind of emotional abuse that shouldn't be.
Everyone in the
up.
Chat is hating on Sierra.
Oh, really?
which I agree too. They're just that she did a little bit like throw herself at him. First of all, she knows that he is living with Helen. Maybe she doesn't know exactly what their relationship is like, but she knows Helen. She's been in her house and
she
spoken
knows
to her,
together.
Obviously. Yeah, she definitely knows they're together. And she did. I mean, to invite yourself on a car ride and then to literally... I think in that moment when they were talking, he was being so deep and saying all these things that he felt and crying. I mean, he was opening up to her as well. So I don't knock her for as much at that point, like, you know, kind of hugging on him and whatever. He's the one that kissed her, though. But she did kind of put herself into that situation. But
she's talking about her skin.
But also, like, Vic is hot, so. I'm not that's not an excuse. I'm just saying,
it's not an excuse.
He is just to give her some type of reprieve.
There you go.
I mean, she has some deep-rooted insecurities and issues, and we heard the whole backstory of her from her mother.
Yeah.
And, you know, she's 29, not married, doesn't have kids, and she thinks she's a failure because of that.
I'm like, oh, dear God.
We're all dying.
Right.
Do you want a seat?
Yeah. Right. So you hear that, and then you hear this dying man that's sexy and hot, and he wants a baby. And so, of course, that she's going to play onto that. That's just... When you tell her personality, everything she does, going outside, just she's just this woman that acts on her emotions and what she's feeling in the moment.
We are also forgetting about the lovely conversation that they had in the car. So clearly there's something a little off with her to say the stuff that she said sexually to a man that she doesn't really know. She clearly was putting it on. We knew she was off from jump.
Like when we first were introduced to her, we knew.
Because that scene happened before she knew that he had cancer.
Yes.
Too. So she was just throwing herself out there. How did I forget about that scene? Right. I just didn't want to think about that.
I completely remember that scene. I just hadn't mentioned it yet. But I will say that I feel like all of that culminated when it got back to the house and kind of seeing, you know, we got inside her house, right? Because we just kept seeing her coming. Oh, I didn't put the trash up. Okay. And she's just kind of whatever. When we see in her house and we see kind of her backstory with her mother and her insecurities and her issues that she has going on, I feel like that they were there for each other in that moment.
Yeah.
I might be kind of what I'm like, oh, you might be tripping, Lem, but I think that they were there in that moment. I feel like it was directed to show them she had a moment of vulnerability. He was definitely all types of vulnerable, and they were kind of just there for each other. And when she said, like, he said, I want to have a child. And she was like, all right. I don't think she was like, all right.
No.
I know, but I'm just saying, like, subconsciously, it's like, oh, well,
I got you.
I can help with that.
I think she felt that he needed, I'm not old. I think she felt that he needed to be close to someone in that moment. I mean, they were hugging, you know.
Her skin.
She has very nice skin.
All of that skin.
Close. All of it. It just all happened. I mean, yeah. I mean, it happened. Stuff, I don't know. She wanted something and she made it happen. He wanted something.
Exactly.
He made it happen. Different reasons for why they wanted it. He needed comfort. Mm-hmm. He hadn't opened up to anyone about this. He can't. There's no one else he can open up to. Absolutely. Helen doesn't understand. His parents don't.
Yeah.
So the hot stranger next door, that's the girl that's going to, you know.
Absolutely.
Now maybe have his baby prediction.
So before we get into the Cole segment, which was really... heartstrings.
Yeah.
Nadine, you have some special segment stuff.
Oh, yes, I do. Yes. Do we have a special segment?
We don't have a special segment.
Okay. Well, our segment asked and answered is at the special. Thank you.
Oh, should we do? That was dope.
We got it. I knew we had something.
I was told last time we did it, so maybe they have it. Thank you. But yeah, shout out to Steven, our engineer. Right.
Yeah, so as you guys remember, for anyone that's new, we do Asked and Answered, which you guys either ask us questions in the chat from last week's episode, and we will answer it back with you, or if you guys have ideas or predictions, we're going to talk back and forth with you guys. So remember this episode as well to keep the conversation going in the comments and ask us some questions. So we had a comment, let's see, from Aaliyah Salomon. She said, is he really married, though, in reference to Ben, who is Allison's lover from last episode, or was Cole's point of view biased and completely false? So what do we think, guys? Do we think that Ben is actually really married, or do we think Cole just thinks that he's married? Do we think that that's just something Cole's trying to place on Allison, that Allison goes after these wrong men that aren't suited for her?
I think he's for sure really married. It's a good point because a lot of times in the different versions, they obviously do have people's own thoughts. But, I mean, he admitted to it. There were, like, several conversations, so I think he is definitely married.
Absolutely.
And it's just trying to, like, secretly shack up with Allison.
Yeah, I agree. I think so as well. But I also still kind of agree with, you know, Cole says in this episode tonight, we see, why do you, I hate that you always pick men that aren't worthy enough for you.
Yeah.
And I think that's just, I think we all understand that and we all agree with that point. We had another kind of question comment from Hippie Witch Gal. It was kind of answered this episode, but still something. She thinks that, she thought that maybe Helen was having trouble getting pregnant by Vic and secretly goes to Noah to help. So I know that didn't happen because we know that she's just not taking it.
Right.
But do we think at any point, we can kind of rephrase this, is she going to go to Noah to help in any of this scenario of what's going on?
I would say no.
I would say no because I think she hates Allison and doesn't want anything to do with her.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would say no just because I don't think that she... I think she's super over Noah. I don't think, like, I think it's different, and we'll talk about that in a second, but how Cole still loves Allison, mm-hmm. I think that she is totally, like, no. And kind of despises him in the sense that makes life hard for him consistently.
Yeah.
Almost, like, for no reason. Like, come on, like, give the guy a break. Yeah. So I think... Absolutely not.
She's like, no to no. No, sorry. To, all right. Not that bad pun. We're done with the segment. Woo!
I liked it.
All right. So let's talk about Cole. So we saw that at the end of the last time.
I know. Crack it up. You love it when we do it here.
Saw that before that he was going to go. The last time we saw him and his interaction, he was talking to his wife, Louisa, mm-hmm. and said, look, I got to go on this journey. Walk about. Right, walk it out.
What's
called a walkabout? It's just such an interesting,
walk about.
So he goes to Morro Bay because his dad had spent some time there, mm-hmm. And he takes his surfboard. And so we see that he's trying to find out. Starts off, he's trying to find out where the surfboard was made. It's an interesting surfboard. Yeah. There's not many like that. And so he ends up finding out about this lady Nan, mm-hmm. which her name is terrible. Her name is Nan. Like, it's just like short for Nanny.
My mom's name is Nancy. I like Nan.
But Nancy is cool. It's but like not an old Nan.
Southern name, I feel Maybe. Like. Maybe. I think Nan describes her.
But she ain't even
like
Southern.
An old spirit she's, and soul.
She's a hippie. Like,
yeah, she's. Yeah.
She. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like,
she
it just
sex
doesn't.
Workers.
Nan was also, like, hot, so.
Okay.
I thought she was hot.
All right. Nan was hot? You said Nan was hot?
For her age.
Maybe 50 years ago she was.
Maybe.
Yeah. No, she'd be hot 50 years ago. For real.
I could see it. She's hot for an old lady. She's a pretty woman.
All right.
She could get it.
So you say.
She slays.
I'm just glad that they didn't, because I was like, if her and Cole hook up, I'm done with the show. I'm done with the show.
I was thinking, you're going to run up in something your daddy had back in the day.
I know. All I could think was, like, when she was, like, touching his shirt or fixing his buttons, whatever she was doing, I literally...
Oh, the breathing exercise?
I out loud was like, if they do this, like, I'll just die.
Yeah.
But thankfully, they did not.
I understand her wanting to get close and touch him like that. If this is, like, your lover you haven't seen in 40 years, and you see a replica of him at the same age around, or give or take, a couple years.
I would think I was going crazy.
I would go and just make any excuse to touch him and be like, yeah, give them your button.
Hey, there's some on your shirt.
Just because, like, that is...
Right.
Like, that's your, like, that's him there. Like, I don't know. I understand that. Of course, I mean, not of course, but I didn't think she was going to do anything about it. But I understand wanting to have that touch or that connection.
That's got to be a crazy feeling for
sure.
Yeah.
Oh. So, okay. She invites him to her salon. And he also
Which is
there.
Also weird.
Right.
Because I was thinking.
Like hair salon?
Yeah.
Right. I didn't think hair salon, but I was like, I almost Googled and I should have.
I thought it was another thing. Maybe like an art gallery. Like a gallery.
That's
show,
what I
he
thought.
Met her at
yeah.
the art gallery.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Correct.
But it was not.
She was there giving seminars.
Right.
And shit.
Yeah.
Something.
It's a deep party there.
You mean, if anybody lives in Morro Bay, let us know if they have salons out there. Just
let
saying.
Us know if you see Delphine. Yeah. Or any forward women that we saw in tonight's episode that I've never seen in real life.
I know. Yeah. I'm like, the women on tonight's episode were women that I do not see very often.
Yeah.
I guess.
So maybe I'm not living.
But I think it's because they're trying to make it so California since the show has been set in New York. And then, well, Montauk is in New York as well. I was going to say Montauk, but they're trying to make it seem like California is very free and whatever, again, because New York was so like, but I'm that? Like, we're all in California and it is not like that. But maybe we're in the wrong
spot. Maybe we're in our little bubble.
I guess so. North Hollywood. Right. North Hollywood is just strict. And then everybody else is like, hey. Sure. So we see, speaking of Delphine, we do see her. And of course, we know that when he's introduced to her, we know there's going to be something more with that. Right. And so I don't know. What did you guys think about the initial? Because at first, I was like, this is weird. Like, her whole talking about the dad. I mean, obviously, it came full circle. We got at the end. But initially, I was like, this woman, I think, is crazy.
It was that. Yeah. And it was like, oh, she'll show you to her room. Yeah. I'm like, wait, he's staying here?
Yeah. Right. Right. This right. Is a hotel?
Because he never knew about this place prior.
Yeah. Yeah. So now he's going to stay here?
Right. Mm-hmm. At the salon.
I thought it was very weird because I didn't think she was going to go as deep as she ended up going. But I just thought that it she kind of just went out there with it and had no qualms about admitting to her ex-lover's son that she had an affair with his dad. Mm-hmm. Not a typical, like, casual conversation. Absolutely it's normally not. A little more than that.
I used to fuck your daddy back in the day.
Right? Like, hey, by the way, what'd you do? But it was just a little, I thought it was a little weird, but now it makes sense as to why it had to happen, right. And it brings a whole other side of Cole out that was just, like, so ridiculously amazing. And it's just a good... I'm so happy for him that as a character he got to know all of this, you know, kind of maybe the reason why it happened, even though the reason is so darn depressing at the same time. Like, his dad killed himself because
it was sweet and sad at the same time. Like, that kind of, like, hearing their love story was like, aw.
Yeah. And but then it's like he was most likely, anyway, the child that Cherry was pregnant with whenever she said, come back or I'm killing myself.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And I do like that Nan told him that his dad never actually regretted anything. Now, clearly he had this, like, longing love for her, and it made him do something, you know, ultimately terrible. But I do like that she kind of gave him the comfort of being like, it's not like he didn't love y'all or whatever, but it's that he, you know, he thought he made the right decision.
Yeah. So what's interesting is, and you can help me out with this, and even in the live chat, when he talked to his mom, Cherry, when he went out, did he tell her that he was going to go to Morro Bay?
No, he didn't tell her. He didn't say he was going to Morro Bay, but she said that he came back, or his father came back, just because he wanted to come back. She left out the whole part of come home or I'm going to kill myself.
Right. Well, she even said she didn't know that he had, she said he came back. We didn't talk about any of it. I don't know any of this. I have no idea what he did.
Which, and the only reason I'm bringing that up is because we see that she was the one that was sending those letters because he was already gone. Mm-hmm. He had already committed suicide. So
she was the one that sent the letters back.
Sorry.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he had gotten through the trial and then the last
But
one.
She was the one that sent it back. So the fact she's was sitting on all of that information and didn't, you know, didn't disclose that ever.
Well, why would she though? Well, by the way, your dad was in an affair this whole time and he's dead. So it's like, what did it really, I'm not surprised that she did.
Well, no, I mean, of course. You're not going to be like, hey guys, sit down.
story time.
So I'm going to tell you what happened, why your dad killed himself.
Tell you
so,
why your daddy
boom,
and shit.
This lady named Nan, who has an ugly name. No.
Morro Bay.
I love Nan. I love Nan.
But I guess just seeing, knowing that she has all this information. Knows all of this stuff, and then Cole had no idea, being the oldest, and he kind of sat in as the patriarch of his family, you know, that whole time when we was first introduced him, when he was with Allison. So I just think that was just interesting, like, you know, tying that together.
It's also heavy for her to keep on her own, but think of her character as we've known her the whole time on the show. She keeps everything to herself. Mm-hmm. She, you know, their whole ranch was falling apart before she ever said anything. Yes. So I'm not surprised that she did that, but I can't imagine, like, living with that secret. By the way, they told us what a salon was.
Okay.
Coffed 2009 in the chat says, Le salon was where the French aristocratic women of means, used to go for discussion of literature, etc. It was begun by a very famous woman, independent, I can't remember her name. Thank you. Oh, that makes a lot more sense.
Le salon. Gotcha. That makes a lot of sense.
Hey.
I'm on Nan's side with all of this, too. I agree with what Nan did. Clearly, Cole came there for a reason, looking for something. Oh, brought his daddy's surfboard. Sure. Like, she is a sweet woman. She holds les salons. Yeah, she cool. likes to be in. Holds les salons. You know what I mean? Like, she, I don't know if there's apostrophe
out
there.
I need a nan.
But yeah, you need a nan. Like, just, it's just this free-spirited woman who just needs you to find yourself and connect yourself. So I think it's totally cool that she said that we were lovers. Yeah. And that's why, I mean, they're adults. Like, he's Cole's in his 40s, you know? Like, right, yeah. he can handle if his daddy, like, had an affair. Like, you can deal with that and process that. And I think seeing how wound up he was, how, you know, crazy he was going, she needed to do something to help him out. And this is, she's already gone through this with his father. And genetics passed down kind of similarly through, you know, father and son. And so she probably saw a lot of that.
Yeah.
So I think Nan was huge for him. And I think it was amazing. And go Nan.
Yeah, definitely go Nan.
Yeah.
Did you all, speaking of Nan, did you feel bad for her when Cole told her
that? No, I did. That was probably like,
I didn't feel bad.
Good to know. Like, no, he actually was in love with you the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Wait,
No. I'm talking about the fact that she thought he was, well, first of all, we know that she thought he was alive this whole time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He tells her he died. But when he said, look, my dad didn't send you back these letters, it must have been my mom. And you could tell she was kind of overwhelmed because she had been holding that for all this time. Did you feel bad for her getting that information?
No, I thought you meant did we feel bad that she found out, or she didn't know the whole time that he died. I felt bad that I was happy he gave her that information.
Yeah. Because it's a relief.
It was probably hard for him to admit that, because ultimately, even though she's telling him this amazing story and he's getting to see this other side of his dad, it's still like, hey, you're telling me all these stories about you cheating on my mom. But he clearly, you know, felt something for it and had kind of the nerve. Or I think it was good that he just kind of looked at it and was like, he's not the one that did this. Mm-hmm. But it was like a nice thing for him to do. Like, this her whole life since he, you know, went away, she thought that he didn't love her because he sent back these letters. So to do that to me was like a selfless act of him. And I thought she was happy about it.
Like, that was the thing about his whole story. There were just so many elements that were like really great with like this whole like chapter. Like Nan and his dad's love story, his exorcism of his wife. And all of those elements like just perfectly went together in this thing. And that's what made it so great and emotional.
I think it was amazing that she did this love exorcism with his dad and that she actually thought it worked. Because I was like, wait, these are all very sad things. Like, okay, tell me, find my scent. I'm like, okay, that's just going to remind me of you. Mm-hmm. Write down all the things you love about me. Okay, that's just going to remind me of you. Write down all the things you hate about me. That's just going to remind me of you. And then make me be like, oh, I don't hate those things as much. Sleep with someone else. I'm like, do you think he actually did these things?
No.
Like, no,
well, he had his wife, so he probably slept with his wife.
But or someone, sleep with someone new. Someone that's new. Not that someone new.
That was
what
it was, right.
Like, I think that... We were all saying before, I'm like, we probably all need love exorcisms of some sort. So let me write this down, see what I need to do.
And I think that's why, like, personally, it hit me so well, because it was like going along with things that are currently happening. So it was like, shit.
It doesn't work. We can't follow this.
I don't know how I'm going to find the set.
Right.
It's going to be tough. It was real, though. But to see Cole, and I'm so happy that he, like, finally was able to say it, because we've gone through this thing with Louisa of her being like, you still love Allison. And he's like, no, I love you. But he clearly loves Allison. It almost seemed like a weight lifted from him to say all of these things. Mm-hmm. And I have it pulled up because I really wanted to say this. On Twitter, Mommy R&R tweeted a line that he said in the show. When our boy died, I couldn't admit my grief. I made her carry it for the both of us. I made her feel like she was weak. And I was like, literally, like, I just got chills again thinking about it. Because, first of all, let's just, like, shout out to the writers for that whole segment. Right. Because it was like, I mean, who could not have, like, felt moved over that? All of the things he said, even the things that when he was talking about he loved her that were kind of negative still sometimes, it was still like, that's like real love, you know what I mean? So I don't know. It was just crazy.
So you said some news and gossip. So let's get into that real quick before we get into predictions.
AfterBuzz TV.
Well, now I'm like, nothing's more important than that. some news is Emily Browning, who plays Sierra, who apparently we all kind of hate, is going to have a larger role moving forward on the show. Mm-hmm. But there is, so who knows? Maybe she's pregnant. Maybe she's not. But there is a lot of information about her being a very, like, strong actress. And clearly, she was amazing.
Yeah.
So we have some looking forward to do with her. And then I wanted to read, actually, it's a tweet, that we are not the only ones obsessed with the affair. Titus Burgess, who plays Kimmy Schmidt.
Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt.
He tweeted, and I'm obsessed with him, so I just saw it. He's like, listen, this season is so effing good. I won't say it. Every character's journey is so nuanced. I get lost in these characters. My God. Thank you and bravo. Mm-hmm. So we got lots of good stuff coming for the affair.
Dope.
I love that. I agree with that tweet so much, too. Right? Yeah.
So good.
Ooh. All right. Let's get in predictions. Yes. Do it.
And now, you're after Buzz TV.
Okay, so we didn't get, one thing that didn't happen this particular episode is we didn't get the, what we've been seeing, the preview of them looking for Allison, Cole, and Noah, and Anton. So what do we think going forward, like into the next episode? Do we think that's going to come back, or do we think that that's going to develop the story? I'm just, what are your perspectives?
I think we'll see it next week because of the preview that we saw that happens next week where Allison is like on the floor of a bathroom. I don't know where she was, but like wrapped up looking not great. So I think we'll get more of that.
Okay.
For sure.
Okay.
Yeah. I think, we're going to kind of have that, not closure, but kind of that resolve of, you know, we're going into episode 6. We need to kind of figure out what this opening scene that we've been seeing the past 5 episodes is about, where that's leading us to. So I think we will get some of the answers. I think that Sierra is going to be pregnant. With Vic's baby. So going into maybe 2 weeks from now, seeing that. And I also think that Cole is not going to get Allison back. I know.
Oh, I gotta say, also, I went full 180. I am major Allison and Cole. So everything that I want to happen does not happen. So you're probably right.
Yeah, I like, as much as we wanted to happen, I just don't think it's gonna happen.
Tonight, cause I literally was like, oh, Allison and Noah, who? No, it's all about Allison and Cole.
Wow. I think my prediction is that Vikram's gonna keep the car. That's it.
Yeah. Great prediction.
He's going to keep the car. Lily, you have any predictions?
He's going to give the car to his dad.
You think he's going to give the car?
I think so.
So we beef it now.
All right.
We'll see what happens.
I want to read this. Wheezy D313 says, Helen about to catch another body. Her and Noah going to pull a Scott Lockhart on Sierra.
Oh!
Another murder.
Uh-oh!
Dude, that would be crazy.
No way.
That would be crazy. Way. It's not going to happen.
Yeah,
but
maybe.
That would be crazy.
But who knows? Maybe.
I mean, I'm just saying. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, that has been our show. We want to thank you so much for tuning in. We thank everyone that was in the live chat. Shout out to Khalil for joining us. You're going to get to see his mug for a few more weeks. It's going to be amazing. Yeah. I've been your host, Slim Gonzalez. You can find me always at The Poet Saint. You can also check out my website, stayonthemic.com. April.
Y'all can find me everywhere at April Wissenham. Thank y'all so much for joining. Chat was amazing.
Khalil Boo Boo at Khalil Boo Boo, Twitter and Instagram.
Thanks, guys, for watching. You can find me everywhere at Nadine Dallapella. Remember to comment and ask us questions. Give us a 5-star rating on iTunes. And please let us know what you guys want us to talk about next week as well.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Until next week.
Bye.
Peace. See ya.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.